There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Start your football season on the right foot. Subscribe to VSiN Pro. Get full access to everything we do, including our daily picks at a glance recap, top plays made by host and guest, 24/7 video, the weekly college and pro football matchup guides covering every game all season long, and the exclusive betting splits. Sign up for the discounted football special and get VSiN Pro access to everything we do through the Super Bowl for $175 or save 50% off the monthly price with an annual subscription. Bet smarter all year long. VSiN.com/subscribe.
3 weeks of the NFL now in the books. I thought this tweet sums up where we're at perfectly. From Stephen Holder, who covers the Colts in Indianapolis. Two fun facts that every fan should consider when viewing their favorite teams. 18 games so far have been decided by 3 points or fewer, most in NFL history. Only the Raiders are 0-3, fewest 0-3 team since 1959, as he wrote, parody on steroids, take the win, and move the hell on. And, you know, it was fun to speculate after week one, like, is this going to be the entire year? Well, so far, yeah. three weeks in, it kind of is.
27 teams are 2-1 or 1-2.
Think about that for a second.
Yes. Yes.
That's...
Yeah.
There's no way that's ever happened before.
Oh,
where you only have, like, again, to his point, fewest 0-3 teams since 1959, and we're only sitting at 2-3-0 teams in the entire league.
How many right now, how confident are you when you could say right now this is a playoff team? They're in. Forget about it. This is a playoff team. AFC, start.
Bills? Very confident in the Bills.
Miami?
Somewhat confident in
Somewhat,
Miami.
Okay. Kansas yeah. City?
Yes, absolutely. Extremely confident.
Baltimore?
I'm not confident with one other team in the AFC West.
I'll put Baltimore on there.
I would go Baltimore and confident. Oh, boy.
Remember, they had Miami down 21.
The AFC South, you can't be confident about any of them.
No.
Because I have no idea who's going to win that division.
Nope.
And you're right. Bengals. Bengals. But we'll get into
really?
That coming up in a second. Yeah.
All right.
So let's. How about 2-1 teams, Paulie? That could maybe miss the playoffs. And you're looking at the odds screen right now. If you're checking out the show, if not, we'll run these down for the radio audience as well. But the odds here, if you're 2-1 to miss, the Bears are still minus $8 to miss the playoffs at 2-1. What's that number go to if they're 3-1 with a win over the Giants? You want to get down at that point on maybe minus $4 on the Bears to miss? Come on, you're freaking out about this team because you have them under 6.5.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
They're not winning 10 games. That's not going
to
happen.
I know. They get to 7, though. They win Sunday. I mean, I'm in trouble. That's a tough one. Another Fugazi team, the Giants. I mean, I know there's something has to give game Sunday, but how the hell are the Giants 2-1?
Well, by the way,
when you see that offense.
And look at that. That number before the game last night was minus 130 to miss the playoffs in that territory. Now they're minus 250.
Yep.
Should have been all aboard.
Yep.
The minus 130 train.
That's going to be tough for the Browns. And I know they're a good story with Brissett and how well they're playing, and they should be 4-0. But Falcons taking money Sunday, begging you to bet the Browns down to 2.5. But, you know, it's going to get tough coming up. They've had an easy schedule.
By the way, I saw 1.5 at a couple spots yesterday.
Okay, yeah. But it's going to get difficult here later in the season. And we'll see if they can keep this up. The defense has to do a better job.
Yep.
I'll say that.
Of the 2-1 teams to miss, I already have the Browns every which way it loose. So I'm not going to add any more at this point. But I would look that way. I would look at the Broncos minus 110. To me, they're not a playoff team right now. Things can change, certainly. But I have no idea how they're 2-1. And what about the Vikings at plus $2 to miss?
Yeah.
Are we completely sold? And this is a team that I was high on before the season. I may have whiffed on that one.
Yeah. It's an intriguing game in London Sunday. And once again, we can't get both teams with a winning record. That streak continues as the Saints lost. So that's something to keep an eye on with Green Bay and the Giants coming up. Someone will take some losses. But O'Connell's got to fix this with getting the ball to Jefferson because they were talking a big game, and even Jefferson was too, about, well, how does Kupp get open every game? Oh, I see now.
Right.
And now he has 14 yards, and he didn't do anything Monday night. So they have to bounce back, get the running game going. Cook got hurt. Hopefully he's healthy. But, you know, that was also unacceptable what they allowed defensively. Now I see Dan Campbell, right? I made the mistake. I know. I mean, that's – come on, Dan.
He did, yep.
It's a no-brainer. You have to go for it fourth and four, especially when you're going for it from midfield earlier in the game.
How many times are we going to hear this season? Hackett did it on the opening night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what I was doing there. I should have gone for it rather than settle for the field goal. He knew it 2 days later. No. Campbell, you've been around for a while, man.
I still think they'll be okay. I think there's enough talent on that team and still the second-best team in that division.
Can the Buccaneers miss the playoffs?
I can't. No way. I can't get there.
I can't. I would like to tell you again. No. I had them under 10.5 wins. But plus 650 right now, who do you trust in that division outside of Tampa Bay?
Yeah. Can't go to war with Winston.
I thought it was going to be the Saints, nope. But boy, no thank you
nope.
At this point.
Not with him. Carolina's offense is a mess. I have Green Bay, Philly, Rams, and Tampa. The four teams I can say right now, yeah, they're playoff teams.
Oh, I think you got to start. In the NFC, we got to start really looking at the Cowboys now.
Really?
Oh, the way that Rush is playing so far, the way the defense has played. Absolutely, Paul. We thought it was going to be a disaster.
Well, they've saved the season, no doubt.
But it's
the NFL where you can't be surprised if they lose at home to Washington. Because now it gets difficult coming up. Let's say Dak's back next game, week five rather, what he said yesterday. At the Rams, at Philly, Detroit at home. They could go 0-3 right there. Absolutely, that could happen.
I don't want to go completely off the charts here, nuts with the defense, because of who they played. That Giants offensive line was a total sieve last night. It's been like that the entire year. And plus, when they had 7 sacks against the Bengals, 6-7 against the Bengals, that Bengals offensive line was struggling.
Well, still, though, but if that continues. I mean, this has been very impressive what they're doing, though.
They have the talent.
Uh-huh.
They have the personnel on that side of the ball, for sure. Okay, what about 1-2 teams to make it? To make now, if you're 1-2? I brought up the Bengals. I do have some confidence in this team. I think they win the game on Thursday night against the Dolphins, and you can bet them right now at plus 120. Early season struggles. It's fine. I don't like the coach, but the talent overall, the defense, Hendrickson was out of his mind on Sunday. He's one of the better defensive players in the entire league.
Yep.
And Burrow's got so many weapons, and that's Boyd had a coming out party.
Yep.
Mixon's done basically nothing so far this year, and that'll change.
Yep. Big one Thursday, and then it's tough. They got a couple road games, Baltimore. New Orleans, but certainly all the talent in the world got to get Mixon going, but a doable schedule as well. I'm with you on that. That's the only one I can point to. Believe it or not, Patriots, no way, absolutely no chance. Steelers, another one. I mean, there are reports now that they want Canada out. The players can't stand them. Be careful with that game Sunday. I already had someone recommend them in Survivor. I said no chance. I could see that. That they beat the Jets?
Yeah, I could see.
There's too much stuff going on about we can't stand Canada, hate the scheme, and it could come out again. Who knows whether we're going to play a quarterback, too. That could be another thing. You know what you're going to get out of Trubisky. But no way with the Steelers. Can't get there with the Titans. All right? 0-2 played 0-2. Somebody had to win. Chargers are a mess. All these injuries.
Yeah.
Wentz in Washington looks terrible. I don't know how they beat Jacksonville. This was more Jacksonville giving the game away. I can't get there with some of these teams.
I might be able to get there with the Titans. Again, the AFC is not nearly as good as we thought at this point.
Yeah.
Things can change. And maybe Tennessee could be a team. I mean, that team should clearly be 2-1 at this point.
Well, that was good offensively. Tannehill played well, and they got Henry going.
Yeah, they really did.
And using him as a weapon out of the backfield, receiving, too.
Yeah,
but still, the Raiders made a ton of mistakes and still weren't positioned to win that game. It's a big game Sunday, though.
It's a huge game.
Yeah.
Absolutely, it is. What about the Lions at plus 230?
You know what? I'm coming around.
They're feisty.
I am coming around.
Well, you should be at this point, yeah.
Should be. If Goff doesn't turn it over, that's a really good offense. But you can't get stops, though. Again, the Osborne touchdown. Come on. He's messing with you. They ran the same play last year for the game winner.
Yeah.
Study some film. If they just have an average defense, but again, what did I say coming in? You can't win close games. What happened in week one? Lost a close game. What happened last week? Blew a 10-point fourth quarter lead.
Right.
There you go. A lot of it's coaching and a lot of it's bad decisions. Again, you have to be aggressive. You have to go for that. You pick up the 4 yards, you run the clock out, the game's over.
Let's pop their schedule up here because certainly, I mean, they're
winning Sunday.
For the Lions, they're big favorites on Sunday.
Yeah.
Can they go to New England and win?
Sure they can.
No Mac Jones?
Sure they can.
Then they get the bye. They're at Dallas. Status unknown about, Dallas will be favored in that game. That doesn't really mean anything, but at home to the Dolphins, at home to the Packers, at Bears, at Giants.
It's tough in there.
Maybe they sweep the Bears this year.
It would not surprise me if they could upset Green Bay at home.
They play Green Bay well, like every single year.
Mm-hmm.
No, I won't be stunned if they get a game against Green Bay this
season. Minnesota's a tough place to play. And Minnesota had no answer for them for three quarters offensively.
That's correct.
None.
Yep. They get Jacksonville at home. At the Jets, that is a very doable schedule for Detroit.
Yeah.
I'm going to look around today for adjusted win totals on this team.
Green Bay might sit people in the final game.
You know what?
Going for them, too. I mean, they really could close with a 5-1, 6. They could close 5-1 there.
What do you think their updated win total is? I'll guess 6.5.
Okay. I saw that earlier. Okay.
Maybe I'm going to look at it.
I think you might be right with the 6.
And the 40, look at this now, the 49ers with the Rams on Monday night. The Niners right now at 1-2 are minus 175 to make the playoffs. Minus 175. I still think they're a playoff team. It's very early in the season.
It's the same thing, though. I mean, the 49ers, Chargers, 49ers. It's massive. All these injuries every single year.
Yep.
Can't stay healthy.
You cannot sleep on the Trent Williams injury.
No.
Not all left tackles were born equal. I mean, that dude is worth something to the line. He's worth something overall to what that offense is able to do.
Shanahan was bad. Jimmy was bad. But this is ridiculous, the Jimmy bashing. The guy didn't have a training camp in preseason.
Yeah, that's right.
They told him to stay away.
I'm more surprised both you and I said this, we thought Shanahan was going to dance circles around Hackett. It didn't happen.
No, you should have.
I'm very disappointed in that.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, today's Major League Baseball card. Getting this player back would be the injection they need to gear up for the playoffs. I'll tell you who that is coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. securities. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. Your next win is brewing. Play free fantasy baseball, football, and basketball with draft time matchups presented by Miller Lite. Draft wins in 13 contests and compete for your share of $40,000 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/MillerLite to get in on the action. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, 21 only. Please celebrate responsibly. DraftKings.com for details. Lions adjusted win total, 7.5.
Okay, that makes more sense than 6.5. All right. Who would have guessed this in March, April, maybe even early May? But Brian Hoke sent this out on Twitter. He covers the Yankees. They're hopeful that Matt Carpenter can return during the October 3rd through 5th series against the Rangers. Aaron Boo Boone did say that we're still a ways away from even having an idea if that's going to be possible or not. But believe it or not, Paulie, Matt Carpenter still has a higher OPS than Aaron Judge on the season. I mean, here's the point, right?
He was great.
Yeah, who'd have said this in March or April?
Yep.
This is the exact guy they need to come back, right? Yep. This is who the offense needs with the playoffs now approaching. You need to inject him into the lineup because you're exactly right. This guy was terrific for the Yankees.
Yep, that'd be a big boost for him. And still need one more win to wrap up the division. Didn't go their way. That was a good spot. It wasn't easy, but to play Toronto, they had the long rain delay, the Sunday night game, then the travel. And Toronto beats them, and the 9 games left now. Here we go. I had to take a little 4-1 yesterday, Mr. Poison. Anti-fun. I had to take it.
On what?
Judge not to do it. Had to get involved. So Friday.
Oh, to not hit 62.
So Friday he's 12-1.
Okay, yeah.
Now it's 4-1. 9 games left. They have a doubleheader in Texas next Tuesday.
I got news for you. Aaron Judge is going deep tonight.
Really?
You want to know why?
Barrios?
1,000%.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Okay. He was intentionally walked last night for only the 18th time this season. You've been saying it all year. Why did they pitch to this guy? Ben Verlander, in 2004, Barry Bonds was intentionally walked 120 times.
I won't forget that. We'll never see anything like that ever
again.
Was
that the year Showalter did it with the bases loaded,
I think it happened multiple times to Bonds that year with the bases loaded. Because that was, believe it or not, Bonds was so hot that year. That was the appropriate move. Because if that baseball came anywhere close to the plate, he was going to it was going to be a double or a home run. It was going over the wall, whatever.
Will he do it against the Orioles? They are the favorite, plus 150. Texas is 3-1. That's a 4-game set. The Jays are plus 350. They play tonight and tomorrow. No 62 is 4-1 now.
In 23 career plate appearances, officially 20 at-bats, Judge has 2 home runs over Barrios, against Barrios tonight.
I think he had 3 against Gausman,
I say that somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but if they do pitch to him, I think that Judge will probably take him deep very easily. But do the Blue Jays want to do that? Or is it going to be like you said 2 minutes ago? Are they going to say, nah, we're good because these are still very important games to us. We need to still win this because we need to host the first-round playoff series. So we can't be serving up meatballs to the best player in baseball.
Yep. As I said last week, I think if it happens, it'll be Baltimore that'll get it done. And I think Baltimore could be all but done when that series starts. But also it's the fact that you compare the pitchers, and I think it's likely to happen against Baltimore too. But it's six in a row now without a home run. And again, the Jays red hot, 17-8 in September. Only Cleveland with a better record. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry to cut you off. Here's maybe the better bet. Can you find, will Aaron Judge be intentionally walked tonight? I don't know if that's available or not, but books should put that up. Will he have at least one over under?
Well, half. He's getting walked regardless too. They're pitching around.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
that's the other one. It also helps the Triple Crown chase because usually you see a lot of one for twos up there
right.
with him as well. I mentioned this crazy stat earlier. The Braves now a one game back of the Mets. They have that big three game series this weekend. Braves 15-1 last 16 in DC, and they had no problems yesterday getting the win. So. And then the Mets are playing the Marlins. That's a two-game set. That's Carrasco against Lopez, and Carrasco is 2-10. You see an upset. Very disappointing year for the Marlins. Donnie Baseball not coming back.
Yeah.
And but the Mets are hard to figure out, though, right? They look great, and then DeGrom has nothing against the A's. They got swept at home by the Cubs. Then they put it on the Pirates and got hot.
In terms of, like, winning this overall division? Or just like moving forward in the playoffs?
No. I like that they play up to their competition.
Yeah.
I'm saying, are they going to hang on here and finish the job? Now, they only have to get one in Atlanta because then they would clinch the tiebreaker. And remember, we don't have play-in games this year.
Which I love.
So all they have to do is get one in Atlanta and they should be safe. But Atlanta's been so good here against the Nats.
I have the Braves on several tickets to win this division, either straight or on other parlays that are already winners. And I have yet to jump in on the Mets at all throughout the entire season. So if somehow, some way they can become tied at this point, I'm going to have to hopefully find like minus 170 or something like that on the Mets.
You know, it's unfortunate too. I mean, I know how it is big that you get the win the division, so you don't have to play that best of three, but it's still you make the playoffs. So we're never going to see something like 93 again with the Giants and the Braves. I mean, they're both in. So you're never going to have a truly great pennant race ever again. With how this is set up and all these teams get in.
Yeah.
And you're still playing 162. If the Cardinals win, they also clinch the division tonight. Because as a result, they would clinch the tiebreaker. And I like them. I know they're only 500 on the road, but it's Hauser against Michaelis in Milwaukee. And I think the Cardinals finish them off and wrap up the division. So maybe tomorrow we come in, we have two chances to play against these teams that clinch. And the Brewers are up against it. Because the Phillies have the tiebreaker over both the Brewers and Padres. And the Padres have the tiebreaker over the Brewers. So they don't have a road game left, but now they get St. Louis for two. Milwaukee's up against it.
You want to take some plus? Yeah, they really are. You want to take some plus money today with the Orioles? Now, that game was...
I bet him yesterday. I couldn't believe that price. Boston's lost like seven in a row now. They're just going through the motions.
But totally.
If it wasn't Walker, yes.
Well,
but Walker's been good.
Bradish is on the mound today for the Orioles.
Yes.
Now, the last time out, he was absolutely sensational against the Astros. What did he go, eight-plus innings? Struck out 10. They couldn't touch the kid.
Mm-hmm.
He dominated the entire Houston lineup. And you're catching right now, I mean, you can find plus 110, maybe even a little bit higher than that right now on Baltimore to win this game. They are not going through the motions. And that game was delayed last night for, I don't know, felt like a couple of hours, and they came back and they scored 14 runs to win the game anyway.
Oh, I mean, I know it's baseball and it's so many games. How did you lose 2 out of 3 at home to Detroit? They'd be right in this
thing. That's a killer.
Right. And then they blew a game in the ninth against Houston. I mean, Seattle's begging to blow this, how bad they've been playing down the stretch. So, yeah, it makes sense, I guess. I would love Baltimore if it wasn't Walker for Boston, but I will give you a small dog and that's Snell at home here. I know the Dodgers are great and have 106 wins, but Snell has been awesome and he's going at home here and the Padres need it. I think the Snell beats the Dodgers.
Hear me out. I think the Padres, if they get the correct team in the first round.
Who's the correct team? Cardinals?
Cardinals.
Right.
For them.
Avoid
for
the Braves or Mets.
The Cardinals, to me, can go on a deep run. But if they can get it would set up better for San Diego if they can land St. Louis. This is a team that I don't want to play. Because now, finally, and it's been a while here, but they have the pitching that I've wanted to see all year long and how they're operating going into the playoffs like this because Snell is like that true ace that he was a couple of years ago. And this is the guy that they traded for from the Rays. He's been spectacular. And it's actually a question mark. Like, would you go with him or Darvish in game one? And that is a great dilemma to have because you can go back-to-back now with Snell and Darvish. You got to like that. You have to love their chances in an opening round best of three against St. Louis, in my opinion. You have to.
Philly, St. Louis would be funky too. I mean, still have to see Nola and Wheeler.
Well, no doubt.
Yeah. But yeah. They're playing. They're not out of the woods yet either. They're playing the Cubbies, and the Cubs swept them the first meeting. So Philly is also, much like St. Louis, had issues on the road. So this isn't over either with the wild card situation in the National League.
No.
Wheeler is $1.60 against Stroman and Wrigley. And Cubs have done an excellent job playing spoiler here.
That's the thing, is that the Phillies absolutely have to have these games like blood. But when you're taking on tricky opponents, they're not taking on a team like the Red Sox who have, the season's over with already. They don't care. They're not showing up every single night. Cubs have been.
Yep.
Cubs care down the stretch.
Sure, absolutely. Look what they did against the Mets, and they handed the Phillies their lunch to them earlier as well.
That's right.
So that's Mets 12-5, by the way, this year, head-to-head against Miami. You see, they set the record for hit by pitch. See, Showalter asked for the ball.
I missed that. Did he really?
They set the record for hit by pitch, and Showalter asked for the ball when it happened.
Like it was a big deal for him?
Yeah, but that's the Mets, though. They walk, they work the count, throw the elbow out there, hit by pitch.
It's the Guardians, too.
Yeah.
They get everything out of almost every single at-bat. It's football season, and the GM Shuffle podcast is a must-listen for every football fan. Hear former NFL executive Michael Lombardi give his unfiltered opinion on players, teams, and coaching decisions every Monday and Thursday all throughout the football season. Download and subscribe to the GM Shuffle podcast from VSiN and DraftKings today, wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up next here on Follow the Money, we will get back into college football as professional sports bettor and college handicapper Paul Stone will join the program. How much does situational handicapping factor into his betting? Emotional letdowns, chip on the shoulder, look ahead spots. We'll ask him coming up next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Kick off the football season with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. It's your go-to book. Every line, boost, and house special. Lace it up for week 4. London games back. Get up early. Bet Rivers Parlay Insurance. Touchdown insurance every Sunday all season long. Build a parlay of at least 4 legs. If it loses, get your stake back as a free bet up to $25. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown on Sunday Night Football. Get your money back as a free bet if they score at any time. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app at Bet Rivers. It's a whole new game.
Talk some college football here as professional sports bettor. College football handicapper Paul Stone joins the program now, the Paul Stone Sports Podcast. And also, he's on Twitter at Paul Stone Sports. Good morning, sir. Let's begin with this. How much do you the situational handicapping in college football, how much do you actually factor that into your betting? And some examples that we've had in previous weeks or that we have coming up this week. One would be maybe a chip on the shoulder for Kansas. They've looked great so far. Best start in so long for that program. They're still unranked. Another one would be a letdown spot last week for Appalachian State at home again after a miraculous win on a Hail Mary. And if you go back a couple of weeks, the look-ahead spot, K-State lost outright to Tulane before they came back to Norman last week and beat Oklahoma outright on the road.
Yeah, I think all those are great examples, Mitch. And, you know, it's fairly obvious, but I believe, you know, that obviously the deeper that we get into a college football season, the greater of a role that situational handicapping plays. You know, you have the bye weeks, you have teams winning, you know, 2 or 3 games in a row outright as an underdog, and now they're being cast in the role of a betting favorite. I think that's a unique situation. And this week, and you mentioned Kansas, I think a team like Kansas that's been down for so long, I mean, they continue to be undervalued by the line maker. And like you said, they've got a chip on their shoulder. I mean, they're a team that's trying to gain a reputation, and I think they're getting confidence. You know, you can say the last decade, I guess, since, you know, they played in the Orange Bowl in 2007 or whatever the year was, they've been a down football team. So they hadn't been a confident football team. And now with the quarterback and the way they're playing, the winning games, they got to be gaining confidence each week. So that's a very, you know, team you might play on until you see something different. This week, I think there's a very unique spot. I look at a team like SMU. Mm-hmm. They've lost back-to-back games at Maryland a couple of weeks ago, a game they could have won. A Maryland team that's obviously pretty good after their performance last week at Michigan. And then they lose at home last weekend to rival TCU by 8 points. Now they're staring a three-game losing streak square in the eye. They travel to UCF this week, currently catching 3.5 points. UCF in the high of in the eye of Hurricane Ian, they could be dramatically, even though they're a little bit inland, could be dramatically affected, could be displaced this week as far as their practice schedule, as could many teams. So a very unique handicap. I made this closer to a touchdown, but I'm a little bit leery taking UCF because of the potential hurricane impact and also the fact that SMU is kind of a wounded football team. So just a lot of great situations to take a look at as we enter the month of October. I'm already thinking about college basketball. So
yeah,
let's get through with football first.
Yeah, this is crazy. We're not even in October. We had another coach fired as well, which we can talk about in a second. Did you think this is an overreaction to what the markets did with the weather? And we're 7 days out and before the game, and they're still pounding these unders. Even when do you see a 51 on a North Carolina total?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday morning as the totals started becoming readily available in college football, you saw a lot of those totals get bet to the under. You see moves of 4, 5, 6 points, even greater in some situations. And, you know, at some point it is an overreaction, and I think we're to that point. You know, I think you might take a little bit, depending on your, you know, the way that you approach betting totals and so forth. You know, you might take a look at betting some of those overs, but I would certainly say if you're this late to the party, there's certainly absolutely no value in taking the unders now that the lines have moved so significantly.
Well, you're on one, at least one game this week where you took Liberty ODU under 54.5. That was the opener out here at Circa. That total is now around 42.5. So you have 12 points of CLV as we speak. At this point, I mean, is this like rock bottom for the total? You think you're going to come back and try to get a little bit of a middle here? How do you operate this?
Yeah, I'm going to take a little bit back, probably today on the over, and then maybe wait and see how the weather might impact Norfolk on Saturday and maybe play totally up to 50% of my original bet. But a lot of value there. I will say, you know, that Matt Metcalf and the guys at Circa did beat me pretty good last week on the openers there at Circa. So even though I have closing line value most weekends, you don't always win, but it is important. But having 12 points of line value right now on a total is a pretty good position to be in.
You gave out Georgia Tech win total under when you were on in the summer, and now they fire Collins, their head coach. What do you think that does for Georgia Tech? And then Boise State. They lose Friday. Can't score against UTEP. The OC is fired and the quarterback transfers.
Yeah, I mean, both of these are very, very difficult situations. You know, you certainly can't make a case to play on either of these teams. I just could see both of them, as bad as their seasons have been to this point, to going into a dramatic downward spiral, if you will. Boise didn't have hardly any offense against UTEP. As you said, Hank Bachmeier, you know, transfers, goes into the portal 2 days after the offensive coordinator is fired. They have a quarterback from the state of Texas who's very athletic, who's going to be their new starter. Green is his last name, but he's although he's very athletic and a great runner, he's very unpolished in the passing game. And then you look at Georgia Tech, you know, he comes in, Jeff Collins, tries to inject a lot of enthusiasm, tries to change the culture, really creative in a lot of his approaches, but it just didn't work out. You know, they're making the transition from the option offense of Paul Johnson to trying to be more of a pro-style attack, and the transition didn't happen. And, you know, it's a win-now situation. You don't get 4 or 5 years to get things rectified. What have you done for me lately? So those two teams could be facing difficult final halves of the 2022 season.
Paul Stone, our guest. Let's quickly hit a couple of SEC games. Paul, we have like 3 minutes left here. Do you like Arkansas at home catching 17 points to Alabama this week?
I really do. I mean, quite simply, this Alabama team has not been the same football team on the road the last couple of seasons. They're 1-4 against the spread as an away favorite since the start of 2021. This is going to be sixth straight road game this weekend in Fayetteville, where the Tide are laying between 2 and 3 touchdowns on the road. Quickly looking at their road performance as a road favorite the last year and a half. At Florida last year, 14.5-point favorite, they win 31-29. They go to Texas A&M, they lose outright as an 18-point favorite. They then beat Mississippi State for their only cover during this stretch, 49-9 is a 17.5-point favorite. Then they struggle in their regular season finale last year at Auburn. If you remember, they trailed that game 10-0 entering the fourth quarter, had to rally to tie it at 10 at the end of regulation. They ultimately win in four overtimes. And then, of course, this season in Austin, a 21-point favorite against the Longhorns. They need a field goal by Will Reichard with 10 seconds to go from 33 yards to defeat the Longhorns 20-19. So I just love this situation for Arkansas. I like the fact they, from a handicapping perspective, they lost at A&M last week. Sam Pittman 6-4 off a straight-up loss at Arkansas. And if you got 2.5 points last week with the Razorbacks over the Aggies, the Razorbacks now 11-3 against the spread as an underdog since Pittman took over before the 2020 season. Like the Razorbacks plus 17.5 over Alabama there at Circa.
Okay. What do you think of Clemson and NC State?
You know, I like the situation for Clemson. I know their offense has struggled somewhat. They did play very well last week, but I think this NC State team dramatically overrated. I think they're ranked 10th in both wire service polls. They didn't muster a whole lot of offense against Texas Tech. They had, I think they got 270 yards against Tech, only 4.4 yards per play. Somewhat misleading 27-14 home win over the Red Raiders 2 weeks ago, benefited from four Texas Tech turnovers, scored on an 84-yard interception return. So I think the Wolfpack overrated. You can get Clemson minus 6.5, and that's the way I lean in this game. But certainly this could be impacted by weather, too. So take a look at the weather and how Clemson, South Carolina is weather-wise on Saturday.
Yep, and you also like A&M, Mississippi State, under 46.5.
I'm going to stay on A&M under until I see something different. The Aggies only average 18 points a game in three games against FBS opponents this year, and that's what they the fumble return last week against the Razorbacks. So Mississippi State probably the best defense the Aggies have played this season. A&M's going to try to control the tempo. They're going to try to reduce Mississippi State's number of plays. I like this game to stay under the total of 45.5 or 46, depending on where you shop.
Okay, very good. You can follow Paul on Twitter. He is at Paul Stone Sports, and you can listen, download, subscribe to his podcast. It is the Paul Stone Sports podcast as well. Thank you for the time, as always, sir. Good luck with the bets this week.
Thanks. Same to you guys. Have a great weekend of college football.
Yep, there you go. Excellent analysis there from Paul Stone. Very good stuff out of him, and I like the situational stuff as well. And 12 points of CLV right now in that one game on a total.
Four coaches fired already?
Already, yeah.
The AD was also fired at Georgia Tech. Yep. My God.
Up next, we will hit 10 betting lessons we learned from week 3 in the NFL. They pay him a lot of money, and he has yet to look great. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get ready for hockey. NHL season almost here. Our hockey betting experts are ready for all the action. The VSiN Hockey Season Prep Guide will be available soon. Strategies and best bets for the season ahead. In-depth analysis from our hockey experts. Predictions for teams, players, win totals, daily betting tips, season-long trends. The guide's a must-have. Key insights and data for avid hockey bettors and those new to the sport. Give yourself an edge this season. Get the VSiN Hockey Season Prep Guide by becoming a VSiN Pro subscriber today at VSiN.com/subscribe.
All right, we had Matt Youmans on the show an hour ago. He gave over some college and NFL bets he likes for this week. He's also an animal when it comes to writing stories at VSiN.com. And he's doing this every single week after the NFL is over with. And it's 10 betting lessons that we learned from the previous week. Now with 3 weeks in the books. And I tweeted this out as well, at Mitch Moss Radio, if you want to go read the story that he has up on the website. Number one that he pointed out, Russell Wilson is showing no signs of greatness. And according to Stats by Stats, the Broncos are the only team in the past 30 years to win a game despite having at least 8 more 3-and-outs than their opponent. How did this happen? They had 9 3-and-outs. The Niners had 1. And yet the Broncos dominated time of possession? What? The Broncos...
You figure it out. Yeah. I know. The other thing is, you just see how the Legion of Doom, they can't stand this guy. And it's if it's at that acto wear thin in Denver. But I don't know how to say it. He's a different guy. It's like he's playing a character, what he's doing. He's awkward. He's weird. He's corny.
He goes out of his way to act like this.
Yeah.
He really does. Like, who does the fake practicing in the end zone? Who does the
right,
coming
the,
out?
And he's coming out with the high fives and all that. I know, yeah. Let him know. Run it out. Pass, run. Like, the defense can see what's going on. They're not going to hear you.
And what did he call, does, yeah, what, so. What did he call himself that one time in a video? Mr. Unlimited or something like that? I scrubbed it from my brain because it was so silly.
Yeah. Bottom line, it's been horrible. Finally, he started to scramble and take off in the Sunday night game. But how about Eli Manning last night? They should have paid the punter $230 million. Flat out said it.
Wow.
That was something. Everyone's taking shots at Russ. But I guess, you know, they can have the last laugh. It's been ugly, but still, they should be their one play from being 3-0. So great job.
They are 30th in the league in scoring at 14.3 points per game. Well, they're okay. They're a play away from being 3-0. They could also very well be 1-2, you know. And they were in a rock fight with the Texans the entire game.
Yeah. Defense has been great, though.
Yeah,
and that's an intriguing game here as they're coming out here, and Bronco Nation is strong. They'll travel well, but season on the line for the Raiders.
Well, and that's another one that Matt wrote about. And if you missed Matt on the show, you can go back and get the Follow the Money podcast, wherever you listen to your podcast. One pick that he did give out. He likes the Raiders -2, and he wrote that the winless Raiders are already in a must-win situation. It is, and he talked about situational spots. Must-win does not mean must-bet. Or they will win, they have to have this game. To have any chance whatsoever of making it. One 0-4 team in history has made the playoffs. Okay, 0-3 might still be doable with a 17-game schedule, but they've been in these games. They gave away the Cardinals game. They were a 2-point, you know, right there with the Chargers, could have won that game. What happened against the Titans still, you know.
They could do it, though. They could still do it. They have to get this game Sunday.
Oh, I would agree.
Look at that middle row here. Great job, guys, with the graphics. Look at that middle row. I mean, they could run the table there. They have the talent. And I know Peter King was on with us in the summer and said this is the most talented division he's ever seen covering the NFL. Very disappointing. I can't believe it. It's just Kansas City and everybody else. Chargers, guess what? Bad loss. Also injuries. Denver, a major disappointment. Raiders. Huge disappointment.
How about this? Books offered the prop, will all four teams make the playoffs from the AFC West? I think it was 18-1.
Correct.
What was the prop on, will one team make the playoffs in the AFC West?
I know. It appears we're heading that way, too. And the other one is, this is a great race to go back to that loss, but the team that got the win, Jacksonville, this could be a great race for Coach of the Year.
All right.
Because now the steam is getting there with Peterson. I mean, he's as low as 8-1. O'Connell's got to do a better job with the offense. But if the Eagles win 12, 13 games and Hurts has a great year, Tua plays well and Miami makes the playoffs, and Jacksonville wins a division, That is a tough call.
I would agree.
That is going to be a great race all season.
In fact, as of right now, I mean, that's look, I mean, those three guys should be the top of the list. Sirianni, McDaniel, and Peterson. I think I could argue at who should be the favorite right now. But you're exactly right. If you're going to go from Jacksonville and what they had, think about that. One of the worst coaching situations, no hyperbole, we've ever seen in Urban Meyer. It was a total and unmitigated disaster with that guy. And you're going to go from that into, I don't know, potentially yep. making the playoffs or you know going well over their win total and Doug Peterson clearly being a major upgrade. That here, McDaniel's been you know tremendous, and they're a lot of fun to watch. They were a good team with Flores is the only thing.
Yeah.
They were solid.
That's why Tua has to put up big numbers.
Yeah, I would agree.
You're right. They were how they closed the season.
And I can't disagree with Sirianni. I can't.
No, right, because Sirianni's also tied into Peterson. You see the development of the quarterback.
Very
true. If Lawrence improves and Hurts plays at MVP level, it's going to help both guys out. And then, but that's if Jacksonville wins a division. What is it? Is it 8 wins? Is it 9 wins? Is it 10? And then, but what? How do you deny Sirianni if the Eagles win 14 or 15 games?
Well,
I mean, to me, it's over at that point.
Is it? If Jacksonville wins, if they go 9-7 and win the South,
10-7.
I'm sorry, 10-7, win the South, or not even 9-8 to win that division. You have to strongly consider Peterson.
I'll give you another one. What if all these breaks finally go Detroit's way and Campbell gets the Lions in there? He'll be another. He'll be under consideration.
For sure he would be.
This would be a good race. But those are the three guys that jump out about it. This is going to be tough at the end of the year.
Yep. On that note, Matt Eumanns, in his column, wrote 10 things we learned, betting lessons from week 3. Bill Belichick's ATS trends are no longer relevant.
I totally agree.
Well said, Matt.
Yep.
Well said.
Yes.
I don't want to hear about it anymore.
Matt, go back to Sunday. Oh, he's a dog at home. Well, 12-2 with Brady. He's got a small sample without Brady. Absolutely.
Yep. Now, look, both can be true, right? He's the best coach of all time, but he's not the same dude without Tom Brady.
Right. And I love Mac Jones, but it's a whole different ballgame now with Hoyer or Cam Newton and guys you have to put it there in a quarterback with him gone.
Yep.
And Mac, you know, he met some throws he wants to have back and had 3 interceptions, but he played well. But then again, it's not the same thing with the GOAT. And you just say that with all these, I totally agree.
Yep, I don't want to hear it anymore with any angle, any history here with Bill Belichick. Nope. And one more that he wrote about at VSiN.com. The Bengals might be back, but we will know for sure on Thursday.
I agree. Yeah, all right, nice win. You beat the Jets. You were supposed to. You've been a 6-point favorite at least in all 3 games.
Yep.
You have a losing record.
Mm-hmm.
And still, you should have beat the Cowboys, right? The Dallas did nothing the last 3 quarters, and you couldn't protect the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So you just see, was that Higgins right off the bat? That was a touchdown, by the way.
It was.
They blew that call.
It was. Boyd had a good game.
Right, yes, he did. But you see the weapons that they have and how potent they are. But now a banged-up Miami team, short week after the emotional win, plus the defense on the field that long. So what does it mean? Nothing. If you come back and lose now Thursday at home, Sunday doesn't mean anything, and you fall to 1-3.
Sure. Sure. And I think is it number up to 3.5 now?
Yes, it is.
Bengals? Yeah. Okay. And one more that he wrote about to flip it, giving a lot of these guys credit for coach of the year. Another one that he wrote about was NFL coaches will never stop making bad decisions. That was the Dan Campbell thing on Sunday. The 56 yard field goal? I get my long 50 yard field
54.
Goals. It just, come on.
4th and 4 from the. We have 36.
Even at halftime last night.
He comes right out of the way. Yeah, I made a mistake. I want to have that one back. I should have gone for it. I mean, that's... Of course! You were 4 for 6 on 4th down. What? It didn't make any sense. You get a first down, the game's over.
Of course.
What? Thank you.
Yep. Okay.
Minnesota and Survivor.
How about the dueling mind games we had last night from McCarthy and Dable before halftime?
That was surreal.
I don't know what was going on there.
Same thing, right? The Giants are content to go to halftime. Why would you help him out? He takes 2 timeouts.
Yes.
And then Dable actually goes for it. Because Troy said, well, they're going to throw a Hail Mary. I don't think they were.
No, I don't think
they were
either.
Going to halftime.
Right.
And then by calling the timeout, Mike thought to prevent the Hail Mary on 4th down, they go for it. And that could have backfired.
Of course it could have.
Because Dallas had time and they have a good kicker too.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
All right, time now for the pro tip of the hour, available every hour for subscribers only at vsin.com. We talked about this with Paul Stone, fellas. It was the other one with Paul Stone on the numbers when they get away.
Yeah, with the weather. And we right.
Yeah.
You missed the good numbers. The value's gone. Yep.
There you go. Yep. Don't bend into lines.
And look at
this. If they move drastically like hurricanes, the hurricane this week impacting games.
Coastal Carolina, 68 down to 60. The 12-point move in the Liberty game.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson, 4 or 5-point move. Duke, 6, 6.5. North Carolina, 6. UConn, 4. Charlotte, 6-point move in that one. Yep.
A little bit too late.
Yep.
You missed the party. All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We will get into what took place last night. I mean, very impressive. Very impressive performance on both sides of the ball that's coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.